I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Crash Plan.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill Computer Curmudgeon Netcast, and this week's going to be very, very strange. Well, yes, Fred is right. It's always strange. But anyway, it's strange this week, though, for a reason. Normally, I don't need a reason to be strange. Yes. Well, but this week, I at least have one. This week, the reason is, I got nothing. Now, I know you've heard me say I got nothing before, but this week, I truly got nothing. Well, two things. How's that for nearly nothing? Two things to talk about. Well, see, it's been a busy week. We've had so much going on. And you know, that's the thing about doing a show like this every single week. There are some weeks that life, don't talk to me about life. Life just gets in the way of doing a show. Know what I'm saying? Sometimes you've got to go out and like live life, not sit here in the studio and talk to a camera. Kind of sad when you think about it. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. No, the thing is, we do have a few things to talk about, so don't give up on me just yet. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I am in something of a more curmudgeonly mood than usual because of the nothing that I've got. I suppose if you have nothing in large amounts, you still couldn't make something out of it because it'd be nothing still. I mean, after all, you have to have absolute nothing or nothing at all, right? Nothing is not, therefore it is. These are all words of wisdom from an old friend of mine, Professor Quincy J. von Schmiel, a character I wrote about when I was in high school. Yes, takes me way back. Too far back. Anyway, back to the nothing. The thing that I've got on the blog this week is that this dude, he's just this guy, you know, this dude was arrested in Brazil for not caving in terms of freedom of speech on YouTube. You remember the whole thing I talked about freedom of speech was important and we have to stand up for freedom of speech, and that once governments start stopping freedom from speech. Yeah, that's about right. Freedom of speech. Once they start quelling that, it's a bad thing. You may not approve of what it is people are saying, but they should have the right to say it. Yes. And so, that's my thinking. Anyway, the point is that this guy is like a representative, vice president, something or whatever of YouTube in Brazil. And they arrested the dude because they refused to pull that stupid video from YouTube. So I was a little ticked off about that, so I put that in the blog. And then, like I said, life happened, and I just kept living life and things and stuff, and I didn't get a chance to blog, so there was nothing. Then I had a couple of really cool things happen this week that I do want to tell you about. One is, I got 16 gig of memory for the machine right here in the studio that I use to do all of my videoification with, all the editing and such. 16 gigs, dude! Yes! So, I ordered it right off the old Amazon and got the exact memory that the motherboard said I needed, even though it was fairly a little bit old, you know, but it was exactly the memory of the motherboard. And I had gotten memory before that this motherboard did not like. It went, so I made sure this time to get the real thing. And it was on sale, dude. So I got it, and now my machine is quite happy. Yes. The other thing I did for my laptop, this one took me, I mean, I knew this was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be this good. I found a deal on a Kingston solid state drive, SSD, solid state drive, where there's no actual moving parts in the drive, you see. It's all solid state. And so the memory goes zoop, 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 real fast. Very cool. And it's one of their HyperX 3 drives, which is their way of saying it's cheap. So I got it for like $140 for a 240 gig drive. Dude. So I put it in my laptop, which is in there, in the living room. And, dude, it boots so fast. It's up, running Windows 7 Professional. It's so cool. And the other thing that I guess I should have expected, I should have thought of this, but I didn't. And that is everything else is fast. I mean, I figured the boot would be fast, but running the applications is so much faster because you're not limited by the hard drive speeds. And most laptop hard drives are like 5,500 RPM instead of 7,200 RPM. And of course, I'm used to server drives, which are 10,000 RPM drives. So, I mean, you know, 5,500 RPM is like, oh yeah, I'll get around to it, dude. I'm getting there, you know? So the solid state drive, I mean, for instance, I'll give you a good example, the GIMP. I use the GIMP quite a bit, but it loads all those fonts and everything when it starts. And you may have noticed when it starts, it's going like load, 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 and it takes a while. Dude, on my solid state drive on my laptop now, which is a dual core 2.66 gigahertz with 4 gig of memory, it's not a bad little machine, but you click on the GIMP and it goes, boop. I mean, dude, it's shocking. It's actually shocking how fast it is. It's just so cool. So here's what I'm telling you. Go get yourself a solid state drive if you can do it at all. I'm telling you. Then the other sneaky thing I did is I got an HP laptop. I got an HP expansion bay that replaces the DVD. It goes in the same location as the DVD. And what that allowed me to do is take a 500 gig 7200 RPM drive, half a terabyte, and I put that in there. So now I've got a 240 gig solid state and a 500 gig regular drive. Dude, it's like Belinda said, my wife, she said, you really tricked it out. Yes, I did. So some people get excited about tricking out their cars. Dude, I'm all about tricking out the computers. Yes. And it actually means more to me than the car. The car just gets me from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, it's worth it. Totally, totally worth it. All right, so, whoa! Yes, Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week. Wow, Geek Software of the Week snuck in even before the commercial. Dude. Oh, well. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is RegEditX. RegEditX sounds vaguely like something you'd see in a Mega Man. You know, Mega Man X. Yes, well, anyway. I threw that in for the Game Master. Anyway, the point is, RegEditX allows you to do global... get my tongue working. Allows you to do global search and replace in your registry. Which is really cool if you're like me, if you're a server engineer that works with VMware and virtualization, and you're turning a system into a template, and then you want to publish from the template a new server, and you want to go in and globally change something in the registry. Dude, RegEditX free, 100% totally free. Download it. I have a link in the blog, which is, of course, drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go there. Download it. You will appreciate it. And speaking of appreciating, we appreciate our fine sponsor, Crash Plan. Crash Plan, as the name implies, is a plan for you. If your system crashes, you have a backup in the cloud. Fluffiness. In the cloud. And it's secure, it's encrypted, it's protected, and it's there. That's the most important thing. It's actually there for you. So you can always get to your files, even if you totally lose your drive. You know, there was a point when I was transferring my solid-state drive that I had to back it up in order to, you know, actually image it. I imaged it using Acronis, and which is another thing on the site. If you look for the little ads on the site, you can click on that and go get you a copy of Acronis as well. But anyway, I used Acronis to image the drive, and then I had to restore it to the solid state drive, and I ran into a few little minor things with that, but I got it done. And I was thinking at the time, you know, I don't want to lose anything. If this doesn't restore, what am I going to do? And then I realized, I've got Crash Plan. I don't have to care about that. I've got all my data safely in the cloud. Yes. So good stuff. So anyway, check them out. What you need to do is you need to go to the website, drbill.tv, the aforementioned blog. And over on the right-hand column, as you go down that column, you will see a big Crash Plan ad. Click there. Be sure to click there, okay? Because that will take you to a special deal on the Crash Plan site, and it will give us some, you know, some love. I need love. Yes. So, do that. So anyway, it's been a big tech week. Like I said, I got the solid-state drive. I got the extra memory for my desktop. I got the little drive bay thing so I could put the 500 gig drive in. I mean, it's been a geeky week. It just hasn't been a geeky news week. Most of the stuff is still fallout from Apple. Whoopee-doo. I'm not thrilled about that. But anyway, Apple got a little bit of a black eye because their Maps program stinks. They even apologized. We're sorry. What they really apologized for is they said, we're sorry we said that we had the best maps in the world and you can't find anything on them. So they retracted that. Good move on their part. Just saying. So anyway, they've been having a bumpy road. Yes. You know, in that regard. Now, they're making money hand over fist, but they just had a little problem with the map thing. Anyway, so the rest of the Newsweek, though, was boring. Really? So, guess it was a good thing I had all these little tech projects. And work, my goodness, work has been keeping me busy. You know? I even had my boss, bless his heart, he sent me a link. Because he knows I'm a Star Trek fan, a Trekker. And so is he, which is cool. If your boss is a Trekker, I'm telling you, your boss is a Trekker, he understands, he gets it. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So he sent me a link. And he said, when you get a moment, I know you're really busy, but when you get a moment, click on that and enjoy. You know, I still haven't had a chance to click on it. I mean, that's pretty bad when your boss says, take a minute, little downtime to go to this link, and I haven't had a chance to do it yet. You know what I'm saying? But I've been doing some cool stuff at work. I built a whole new Citrix farm. I built one for the new version of 6.5 Feature Pack 1 of Citrix. I mean, dude, it's been fun to play with. I shouldn't admit that I'm playing with it. I've actually gotten in trouble at work. There have been people at work that came to me and says, you shouldn't say you're playing with technology. Well, dude, I like it. You know what I'm saying? It just so happens that it's good to do R&D and it's good to check out these things. And I'd have to do it as part of my job anyway. It's nice to enjoy it. Know what I'm saying? So yes, I was playing, but it was for a purpose. It had a purpose to it, not just frivolity. Frivolity's okay. You know, I can get behind frivolity occasionally. But sometimes you've got to knuckle down and really do the serious work of playing. S. So anyway, I think I'll get back to that. So remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.